box, and maybe Josh Jones play more in the box too. How has your job changed or adjusted at all with these guys while their responsibilities kind of change a little bit?
I don't think it's just changed or anything. I think we're just asking him to do a little bit more, and because it's still football. And Morgan's been great. Josh has been great. Those guys understand football. So when you ask those guys to do things a little bit differently or transition, those guys, they usually respond pretty well. But we're trying to keep it simple for them and not ask them to do too much.
Are you teaching new things with more of the box safety, the hybrid safety play that you haven't in the past? Or?
No, I wouldn't say that. I mean, I think your reads are a little bit different in your vision. Obviously, when you're closer to the line of scrimmage, your reaction time isn't as long, and you got to make quicker decisions, so to speak. But the big thing is the eyes and what you're looking at, and your keys may vary a little bit differently as opposed to when you're playing on the back end.
Hey, Darren, I know it's only June 1st. They're only in helmets and shorts.
I was just telling somebody that today that it's hard to – I've never been a good evaluator of guys in shorts. I really have not.
I'm qualifying it with all those things, but I've also never seen or heard many compliments and big plays from a guy like Josh who has come in. I mean, the day we were here last week, he was all over the ball. The guy said that it was the same thing the day before. Have you seen other guys do that early? And if so, who might come to mind?
Well, I'll just say this. Sometimes things don't appear as they may, because Josh is learning, and he still has a ways to go. And he's been able to make some splash plays and do some things to catch your eye. And he's a talented individual. And he's learning right now. His head's spinning. We're asking him to do a lot. And I told him just be patient, because he wants to get everything down like that. And it's going to take time. It's a process. But his work ethic has been outstanding. And you can tell he has a good football IQ just from the things that we've asked him to do up to this point. But he's spinning, and it hasn't all made a lot of sense to him just yet. But I think when you're a good player, you figure it out, and you can kind of work through some of the kinks. And that's kind of what he's done up to this point. But he's still learning, and he's got a ways to go. But we like, you know, what he's done up to this point.
How valuable is it to have a guy like Morgan to bring somebody like him along?
Oh, those guys, Morgan and Ha, I'm telling you, those are two studs right there. I'm talking about on the field and off the field. I mean, sometimes your veteran players are your best teachers, because sometimes guys are going to just go to those guys, ask them questions where they may not feel as comfortable, or they may not want their coach to know that I don't know this, or what is Coach Perry talking about when he says this. And so with their leadership, particularly Morgan and High, and understanding what we're asking them to do, being in that spot, and they understand what he's going through. And there are some things that probably as a coach, I probably don't want to know what he doesn't know. But those guys can kind of help work through those issues. And they've just been real pros in that regard. And it's good. And I think we got that throughout our whole team. Our veterans do a good job of bringing our young guys along. And that's a neat thing to see, because we're all here to win football games. And we got to get everybody up to speed as fast as we can. So some of the foolishness and some of the little things that don't correlate or help you win ball games, don't even really partake in it. And so that's good, because when the guys come here, it's been pretty much all business.
Darren, obviously it's pretty obvious to see what Ha has done on the field the last 3 years, but what's been growth, and in what ways have you kind of seen him sort of step up in your classroom, with the guys?
Probably verbal. Probably more than anything else, his verbal leadership, his communication, bringing the young guys along, holding everybody accountable, particularly, you know, on that defense side of the ball. I mean, we got great leadership in Mike Daniels and Morgan and those guys, Clay. They all lead in their own way, but Ha's probably been a little bit more vocal, probably starting last year. And it's kind of – it's been neat to see him transform, you know, into that role. And we need it. Because sometimes you need guys to kind of call some people out and hold your teammates accountable and so forth, and do it in a respectful manner, not a demeaning manner and so forth, but just trying to raise the level of play throughout the whole defense. And he's doing a good job with that.
Darren, he missed a little bit of the individual workouts while he was right back in school in Alabama. Were you, when he's wanted to go back and decided to go back to school, were you in favor of that?
Absolutely. I'm impressed, and I want all those guys to go back. and go to school and get their degrees and so forth. Because, I mean, football is just going to be your intermediary. And then at some point, you're going to have to get on with your life's work. And I think anytime you're talking to kids and all that stuff, and you can go back and show them that, hey, I got my degree, that type of a thing, I think that just adds to the leadership, you know, being a role model, being a mentor. And so I applaud him for that, and I think it's outstanding. And the time that he missed, I'm sure he would probably want to be here, just because I heard that workload there back in Alabama was pretty tough. And Haas kind of like me, he's got to work at it a little bit. It doesn't come naturally, so he had to work a little bit, and he still got a ways to go. But I'm proud of him in that regard.
Last year with Kenfield Marwin, did you get a feel that you might actually have something, you know, with those two guys, that they aren't just, you know, U of A's coming in, that these guys could be potential players?
I tell you the thing about Marwin that was kind of interesting. If you went back in our OTAs, and so I say it's hard to evaluate guys in these you know, in shorts and in this situation, but he was one of the guys that probably made more interceptions than any other defensive back we had. And he just, for some reason, he just kept showing up. And he didn't look pretty doing it, but he was productive. And then it carried over into the preseason, and he had to, I think it was San Francisco. He had a nice interception, and he made a couple nice tackles in the Oakland game. And that's the next phase, really, because all you want to do now is give yourself a chance. I said, because truth be told, in a couple weeks, people are going to put this all behind you, and then it's going to be what you do moving forward. And you got to be able to tackle, and you got to be able to tackle in space, make plays, and be a contributor on special teams. And so that's going to be the next phase that we're going to be looking at and evaluating. That's going to be critical to our guys making a football team. But we got some healthy competition, which is good. You love that as a coach.
Darren, back when you played, was there anybody in the league, like when you and Carnell and Rod and all those guys, was there anybody that did this kind of hybrid thing with that you did with Morgan last year and you're starting to do with Josh, it looks like, to start out? I just think it's really interesting, and I'm wondering, you know, how hard is that to do, and what are some of the qualities, both physically and maybe mentally, that you have to be able to do it? Because it sure looks like the league is trending this way in a huge way.
Yeah, it really is. It's funny you say that, because my first year in Pittsburgh, you know, seeing Rod and Carnell, and when we'd go to our six defensive backs, those guys would go inside, and they were basically like almost like glorified outside linebackers, kind of what we had with Woodson when he was here. You can blitz them, they could run, they're big, they're fast, they're physical, and they can think on the run, because when you're in there, you know, there's a lot of things happening, and you got to make quick decisions. You got to be agile enough to cover, but yet physical enough to be that linebacker type. And I don't know throughout the league, because I really don't study the league like that per se. And I know Buchanan in Arizona, but I think he's a little bit different. I don't think, you don't see him in the deep part of the field like you see some of the other guys. And that's not to take anything away from him, but I think that's what makes Morgan a little bit unique, where he can do that. And you don't have any fear or any trepidation about him being back there. So having that ability to cover, you obviously got to be smart, because they're asking you to do a lot. I go back, and even with Troy in Pittsburgh, when you're playing that position, the one thing you have to be cautious of is, now you're playing up in the line of scrimmage, and all of a sudden you're playing in the deep part of the field. You can't let those two run together. And so when you're changing positions like that, that's probably the biggest fear. And that was one of the things that I always worried about, but you want to make sure a guy can handle that.
We asked you about Josh. Do you need either one guy like him who looks like he has a lot of versatility, or some other guys to maybe add facets to their game, to replace a guy like Micah, who could do just about anything you needed him to do on the field?
Yeah, we got some guys, but I'll say this, because I was telling Marwin and Kendrell, you know, not to, you know, everybody wants to, you know, replace Micah and so forth. I said, you guys got to master the safety position first. I mean, you guys got to learn that. So let's not try to do too much and ask these guys to do more than, you know, than they should be. So I said, let's master the safety position first, and then we'll go from there. But we got some guys that have some versatility, and we'll have to see how that goes as we move forward.